fmcfrc.ca. It is now 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. I'm your host, Rue, and it is time for CFRC's Yellow Brick Road. That's CFRC's show for brand new British and Irish music coming to you right from the underground. And we've got a lot of great releases to be talking about and to be playing for you today. So I say we dive right in. This week's show is also a pre-record. I'm with you for the next hour and I'm coming to you sort of live from Mumbai. So once again, you know, just like pre-recorded shows, but we've got the best new music. So let's dive straight in. The North Wales hard rock band Alpha, who are friends of the show, Alpha's second album, or Shidu, or From the Ashes, is out now, and it's a wonderful album which the band has described as a celebration of overcoming obstacles, and they've called it a sort of battle cry, a testament to their rise from the embers of a particularly turbulent time in their lives. They say that the album starts in the dark days and goes on to the hope that they feel today. So if the listener can take anything positive from the album, that's the goal, they say. It's a wonderful album. The opening track, Adarne Man, meaning fine pieces, is a really strong start to the album. It's sort of, you know, dancing with light and shade. There are quieter bits, more kind of introspective bits, and then just loud bursts of energy and emotion. It's a great song, and so I absolutely have to play that for you tonight to start off the show. And I will say, do go and buy their album if you can, because like I said, it's brilliant. They've got a big cartel link on their Instagram, and if you can't access that, I'll link to it in the description of the podcast of this week's show, which you should be able to find anywhere you find podcasts on Tuesday, so look out for that. I've also got one more song to start us off on this first set. It's by a London-based alt-rock duo called Pseudo Pomp. And they've just released a brand new single called Only Just, which is their second ever single, a follow-up to their debut called 23 that came out back in July. They say of the song, Only Just is an anti-love song that ruminates on the frustration, confusion, and downright inconvenience of falling helplessly in love. Reminds me of a certain Pulp song, Feeling Called Love. Steeped in dark yet melodious alt-rock, the track combines haunting riffs and unsettling melodies with a tongue-in-cheek side of gallows humor. So we're going to be listening to that track once again. It's called Only Just, but let's start off with a bit of Alpha, the opening track of their brand new album. This is called Darne Man, here on CFRC.
Kali fell in my pulpit. Darne Man. DNA federal story. Cysgodion dechrau twyllu. Ei as yn dechrau rhewi. Das cyfarwydd I mi.
with their brand new song Only Just. Welcome back to the Albert Road, folks. I'm your host, Rue. We're here for the next hour. This week's show is pre-recorded, and we started off the hour with some brilliant new music. Alpha's brand new album, fans of the show. The album's called Orchidu, or From the Ashes, and we just heard the opening track from the album, Darneman, meaning fine pieces. The album is sort of bilingual. Some of the songs are in English, some of the songs are in Welsh, and I think whether or not you understand the words, you're going to get the emotions, the frustrations, the hope, the positivity, the just letting loose of emotions. I think it all just comes through on the album, so definitely go check it out. And then we also heard some Pseudo Pomp just now coming back with their brand new song Only Just. Folks, it's been a busy kind of few months for music. Lots of releases and everything have been coming out. And as we're getting into December, it really just feels like the music releasing cycle as such of the year hasn't really calmed down. I mean, this is sort of traditionally the time of the year when we're all making our year-end lists and sort of deciding what our best albums of the year was. And obviously, if you ask anybody who does the kind of thing we do here on radio, a lot of them will tell you that a couple of last-minute surprise albums have really knocked a lot of our top tens into complete chaos, right? We've had a couple of surprise album drops outside of even the world of, you know, British and Irish music for a second, stepping out here. Kendrick Lamar dropped his GNX album just like a couple of weeks ago, and that's kind of a contender for a lot of people's top 10. An album that I've actually been listening to a lot this week was an album that also dropped, maybe not with as little notice as Kendrick's, because it was maybe announced a couple of weeks before, but Tyler, the Creator's new album, Chromacopia, also dropped with only about a two-week notice, came out at the beginning of November, and I've just found that, you know, he's really... It's a really expansive album. It's sort of Tyler now in his 30s, looking kind of introspectively back on his own life. And, you know, he's considering a couple of things that I've seen to be a bit of a theme in sort of, I don't know if you can really call him a pop star, but stick with me for a moment. Just sort of pop stars in their 30s who've had this big exposure for, you know, about a decade now, in some cases even more. And they're kind of looking back and, you know, thinking on what life in their 30s is like. Theme that I found on Charlie XCX's Brat album as well, which will also be in a lot of people's top 10s. You know, so Tyler as well is kind of looking inwards. He's looking at, you know, his relationships with people in his life, his friends, his family, with significant others. He's thinking about, you know, what his life has been like. You know, making mistakes publicly, being a contradiction, being wrong about things, because, you know, Tyler kind of sort of was quite known to be quite homophobic at first even, and then sort of had a, you know, realization, kind of reconciled with his past, came out as bisexual, lots of stuff. So he looks back on a lot of that. He thinks about things like wanting to settle down, wanting to have kids, whether or not he wants to, almost kind of coming to the conclusion that his music is more of a love for him than any of this combined. And, you know, he's talking about things like mortality, monogamy, polygamy, lots of stuff on the album. So it's a really good listen, and musically I think it's a quite interesting album. It's kind of in the name itself, Chromacopia, you know, it's like chroma meaning color. It's meant to be, despite the album cover being all kind of black and white and shiny, it's meant to be an almost very colorful album. And it is, so many different sounds, you know, collaborators on the album, going from Canadians like Daniel Caesar to Lil Wayne is on the album, even some indie rock people on there that I've seen, like the musician Lola Young, who, if you remember, if you were lucky enough to catch the broadcast live, because that clip is still lost, the Oceaga broadcast, where we played a little bit of her music because she did perform at Oceaga, and I caught her there, the London-based kind of alt-rock, indie-rock artist, really drawing from that Arctic Monkeys period and stuff. She's on one of his songs as well, and it's a really interesting album, worth a listen as well. A couple of songs that, you know, put me in a gorilla state of mind. So yeah, that's just, you know, what I've been listening to right now. It's a good album, but you know, I just thought I'd drop a little bit of stuff that we don't normally hear on Yellow Brick Road. But I'm gonna go ahead and give you some brand new underground music from the UK and Ireland. We've got some new music from a band called Tramp, who are a band from Donegal, and I discovered them this week through BBC Six Music, and they have a show called The New Music Fix, all just kind of new artists, new music, new bands, and it's normally a show that's obviously just like an hour of brand new music tracks, but occasionally, I think they've done this once before, they get bands in to do live sets for them from the studio in Belfast, which is quite cool. And Tramps from Donegal in Ireland were one of the bands playing. They described themselves as genre queer, Donegal accented therapy rock from the Irish DIY music scene, which sounds fantastic to me. They've just released an EP called Bimbofication, and from it is their fierce new song, Free, Safe, Legal. You can find them at thisistramp.bandcamp.com. We've also got some new music from an artist called Nukuluk, if I'm pronouncing their name right, N-U-K-U-L-U-K. And they're a South London hip-hop collective named after their vocalist, Sid Nukuluk. And it's put together with his longtime friend Monica. And they kind of poached a couple of friends from other projects to complete, to round out this four-piece, how would I describe their music? They make sort of experimental hip-hop. They're doing something quite different, blending indie, punk, hip-hop, electronica. They make these kind of unpredictable collages of hip-hop. Enemy described it in such a way, kind of putting together hip-hop, punk, electronica, and making amongst the UK's most imaginative new groups. They've just put out a mixtape called Still World. This is their third ever mixtape. It explores, in some ways, nostalgia, connection, commodification. Just came out in October, and they call it their most introspective project to date. Kind of, you know, blending realism and dealing with it with a lot of emotional range. It draws musically from kind of indie electro clash. There's some gritty futuristic hip-hop stuff. Two vocalists on the mixtape make it a very interesting listen. Lots of retro synths on there as well, some of which were gifted by Sid's dad as a gift to him, and some stuff just plain old classic samples. Sid says, it's being celebratory with the complexity of sadness and anger. We're going to be listening to a song on it called Taxidermy that I quite liked. Sid considers this song in terms of helplessness and dissociation, while Monica, who is the other vocalist on the song, reflects on commodification and power. And the band say, they're portraying that scared but broken person in a different way. That mix makes it feel like it's going to connect more with people, they say. You can find them at Nukuluk, nukuluk.bandcamp.com. The mixtape is called Still World. And then lastly, we've got a new track from Courting, guitar indie rock's pretty much only hyperpop poster boys, are back with a brand new single, and they've announced their third album, which is coming out on the 14th of March. It's going to be called Unstrap In, because this is a long one. The album's title is Lust for Life, or How to Thread the Needle and Come Out the Other Side to Tell the Story. And they say, yeah, you know, you hear that term a lot, Lust for Life and all. Ours is as much Iggy Pop as it is Lana Del Rey. Everything we do is a collage. The brand new song's called Pause at You. I've really been enjoying it. They say it's a culmination of everything we've been working on for the last few years, an observation on nighttime paranoia mixed with night out ecstasy. Light outing, floor filling, tie undressing, rock. You can find them at courtingband.bandcamp.com. Let's start off with Tramp. This is Free, Safe, Legal here on CFRC.
I don't know how my school skirt should be. I choose to respond like a lady. I do not hurt his manhood. Offer up my body, I've been taught. We'll be right back.
was promised that they all pledged allegiance. That I brought people in their herds and I command them in their legions. Saint Bernard ruled the sheep, but only to do the farmer's bidding. Antlers in the wall out sticking, I might as well join, cause I never own my own strength, no movement of my volition. So get me and throw away the awful. You know I taste awful. You can keep the skin, the shell, pay the still of life without the smell. It's all the same to me. Your big game of taxidermy.
It's not changing now, and terror rain on me, and time looks like it's not changing now, and terror rain on me, and time looks like it's not changing now, it's a rain on me.
I'm
folks, that was a bit of courting with a brand new song from them called Pause at You. You're listening to CFRC, Yellow Brick Road, all the best new British and Irish music, and we also heard a bit of Tramp from Ireland and Knuckaluck from London. So, brand new music coming for you. If you like what we do, I do have to take a second just to let you guys know that December's begun. We're in the middle of CFRC's annual funding drive, which means we're trying to raise money to keep our station going, to keep bringing you the best new music, to make you look cool in front of all your friends when you know who all the cool new bands are, and you can talk about them before they blow up. I mean, think about it. Shows like ours have been shouting about bands like Fontaine's DC for years, and this year when they came along, you know, all the dates sold out. They've been doing back-to-back tours. They're basically the coolest band in the world. And if you'd been listening to this station, if you'd been listening to this show, or indeed a lot of the other shows on the station, you already knew them. How cool would you feel? So anyway, that's my pitch for telling you that you should definitely go and check out CFRC's funding drive. It's at cfrc.ca/donate. Check it out. You can, you know, give through Queens, get a tax receipt if you like. You can give through other means, and you can be entered into raffles to win cool local prizes. There's so much stuff we're giving away. So we're going to make this fun for you as well, you know. So we all just keep each other happy. We keep the station running. cfrc.ca/donate. Check it out now. Give to CFRC. That's my pitch for you guys now. And I'm going to give you some more kind of music news just as a bonus on top of all of that. It's festival lineup time. It's around the time when people start to hint at who is going to be where around the summer of 2025. And, you know, we've been keeping an eye on people's calendars. We've been seeing where they are in April. We've been thinking about who could be doing what festivals. And Coachella's just made it easy for us. They've dropped the lineup. And do you know what? For an indie person and for someone that, you know, would be a fan of old school Coachella, what people call, you know, the classic lineups of maybe 2003 or maybe even 2013, which felt a bit more indie, felt a bit more kind of like a cross between Pitchfork's music taste and BBC Six Music's maybe. Coachella has sort of, now to be fair, they've been doing really good lineups a bit further down the list, and I think a lot more people have expressed disappointment with fans at Coachella rather than the artists themselves. But this year's lineup for an indie person is actually quite good. I mean, let's go over the headliners really quickly just so that you're in the know of what's going on. Friday, Lady Gaga. Saturday, Green Day. Sunday, Post Malone, who I think is now in his country raps phase. And a lot of the festival is being designed by Travis Scott. Questionable decision, some might say. But if you look kind of beyond that and look at even the second largest headline fonts, Missy Elliott on the Friday, Charlie XCX on the Saturday, Megan Thee Stallion on the Sunday, and for an indie person, just a lot of really cool names further down the list as well. I mean, Bob Villain are going to be making their debut at Coachella this year, which is massive for, you know, a band that basically does everything themselves. Bob Villain really kind of sticking to that DIY punk ethos where they, you know, they run their own label, they do this distribution themselves. When their album came out, you know, they would drive to the stores to hand them over copies to go to sale in the shops. So a really, really DIY band, a really hardworking band. And from having seen them live, I can tell you they're also a fantastic live act. So they're going to be really, really good at Coachella. I just cannot wait to see their Bob Villain killed punk rock banner. I just can't wait to see their Bob Villain is killing punk rock banner out there on Coachella, looking out into the desert. It's going to be a really, really good show. Kneecap also similarly on this list. Kneecap actually have been in the news recently because if you've been keeping up with their, what's going on in their world, they had a legal case going on against the British government because Westminster had sort of tried to block an arts grant that they had won as an emerging artist going on tour. And sort of the reasoning given by prominent MPs in Westminster was that they didn't want to be sort of funding what they called anti-British artists, because NECAP, of course, are an artist, are a group from Belfast, quite vocally pro-Irish independence, reunion and all of that. So, you know, they got blocked on that ground and they decided to challenge it in court, and it was held up as unconstitutional. And, you know, that was a big win for arts. It kind of sets a precedent for, you know, artistic freedom and things like that as well. And the band have quite instantly given away all their winnings, their winning proceeds, to mental health charities and youth charities in Belfast. So, you know, props to them. And they're going to be so good at on the Friday at Coachella. So there's lots for us to look forward to. Other really good bands on the list as well. You've got artists like David, who you spell D4VD, A.G. Cook and The Dare, both of whom have produced parts of Charlie XCX's album. Bands like Viagra Boys are on the list. Beth Gibbons, who had, I think, one of our favorite albums of this year, Lives Outgrown. Canada's own The Beaches are going to be out there. Artists like Amel and the Sniffers, who've just put out such a good album, Cartoon Darkness, recently. So, you know, there's a lot of really great music if you do happen to be going. This is the one year I almost envy you. It's going to be a really good show. But if you're listening on tonight, we've also got great new music for you. We're going to maybe vary the pace a bit on this particular set. We've got some alt rock to start it off, though. Bristol band Grandma's House have a brand new single called Screw It Up, and you can find them at grandmashouseband.bandcamp.com. We're going to be listening to that. And Michael Kiwanuka, to change the pace up a little bit, also put out an album just a little while ago called Small Changes. It's been out for a few weeks and I'm still loving it, so I'm going to play us another track from it. I know we did listen to some a couple of weeks ago, but I'm going to play us One and Only, and you can find him on his website, michaelkiwanuka.com. Dits, the noisy shoegazy band from Brighton, who we last heard releasing their debut album, The Great Regression, I think in 2022, have been quite busy since. They've been on the road almost constantly. They've been playing sold-out shows across the UK and Europe. They've been opening for bands like Idols. And they've been writing music during this time too. Busy guys. And they've announced their second album, Never Exhale. It's coming out on the 25th of Jan, 2025. It's almost what it says on the tin, you know. They say it's the sound of a band that hasn't stopped for a breath. The album's been written on tour across Europe, and many of the songs have been played live already, but they've just released the second song we've heard of the album on record. It's called Taxi Man, and they say that it's the opening track from the album. They say the opening gambit, Taxi Man, is an exploration into what it would be like to weigh up your impact of the world. The eponymous Taxi Man could be seen as a St. Peter-type figure. Other themes that they explore in the album, division and hatred, aging, separation of the physical from reality, interesting, and the personal and the political. Can't wait for the album. You can find it at Dits Band, D-I-T-Z is how you spell their name, .bandcamp.com. Let's start off with a bit of Grandma's House. This is Screw It Up here on CFRC.
And I screwed up tight. If I don't think, then I'll be alright. And I see it all, now the lights are bright. Can't see your face.
I screwed up tight. You got too much pride. Breaks your heart each time. You keep it all inside. I know you don't right now. Soon you'll see somehow. I'll never say goodbye. Your heart's burning. Wherever they take us to, oh darling, I'm always with you. My one and only, one and only. For the days ahead. We need to feel alive. Though our dreams may die, no living in disguise. All we need is time. Oh, heart.
backseat. Rolls his half, gestures towards me. Stuff my hand into my pocket, fill it with all I can find. He returns it to his head without saying a word. He's done talking for the night. I'm just talking to myself. I'm just talking to myself. I'm just talking.
Road folks, that was Dits with their brand new song Taxi Man. It's been so wonderful playing all this brand new music for you today. We also heard a bit of Grandma's House and Michael Kiwanuka on the last set. I think we have time for one more set before I have to leave you for today because I'm only doing an hour-long show. I should tell you though a little bit about the track that you're hearing in the background when I'm talking, which in radio is called your bed music. I've been trying to kind of use new tracks from artists who maybe, you know, don't get the space to play out an 8-minute long track or something. So I've kind of been leaning towards jazz musicians, and there's a really buzzing jazz scene in the UK right now. What you're hearing right now is an artist called Kosa Cole, who is from Birmingham, and he's an accomplished jazz musician, a saxophonist, just really young prodigy, and he's about to release his third album with a Birmingham label called Stony Lane Records. It's a dynamic live recording celebrating the work of the pianist Thelonious Monk with sort of his interpretations of Monk's timeless compositions, he says, which you can find on his Bandcamp page, Kosa Cole, spelled Kosacole .bandcamp.com. I'm going to leave you with the last set of music. Wom Dusha have released their latest album. It's called Too Cold to Hold. It came out on the 15th of November, quite recently. And they have a song on that album with the artist Leanne Lahavas, which is just the most interesting thing I've heard this week. It's sort of her soulful vocals and their almost machine gun drums and their kind of style of indie music that's quite distinctive. I think it's the most interesting track I've heard all week, so we should hear it. You can find them on their Bandcamp page, Wom Dusha, spelled WARMDUSCHER .bandcamp.com, and Leanne Lahavas is on her website, leannelahavas.com. I've also got a brand new track from the jazz musician Yasmin Lacey, who's got a new single called The Feels, which she says is bringing some much-needed warmth to the winter months. You can find it at her Bandcamp page, Yazminlacey, yasminlacey.bandcamp.com. It's called The Feels. And I'm going to leave us with one last single, a submission from a band called Miniseries, who are from Farringdon in London, but kind of hail from all corners of the UK and Ireland. They're from Bury, Dublin, Ealing, Eastleigh and Ilkley, and they've been making kind of alternative psychedelic indie music since 2022. We have their brand new song called Sepia, a follow-up to their track Dandelion. They call Sepia a spaced-out ballad reflecting on anxiety surrounding losing memories of loved ones, forgetting the cherished details, and it has refrains of memories begin to lose colors to the void, like reverse Polaroids. Musically, they say it's somewhere between OK Computer and Echo and the Bunnymen, with a little bit of spiritualized at their chaotic best. You can find them at miniseriesmusic.com. And that's going to be the last thing from me for this week, so thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, CFRC is in the middle of its funding drive, so do head to cfrc.ca/donate and do check out our funding drive. Lots of cool stuff you can win for entering, so it's always worth a look. Lots of cool, fun stuff that's going to be happening out. Fun to be at all round, and I hope you've enjoyed this hour of music with me. I'm going to leave you now with Warm Dusha and Leanne LaHava's. This is called Body Shock. I will see you all next week. Stay safe and goodbye.
She works neon lights. He works the system. They move so goddamn fast. In unison. Together. They let their bodies talk. Late at night, where the money's strong. Street signs in random parking lots, distorted sounds from the distance play from their systems. They move so goddamn fast. They let their bodies talk and work their magic on the streets. They play so goddamn fast.